Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 6, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Sela launches Artificial Intelligence Business Incubator for Finance. Italy-based banking group Sela has launched the Artificial Intelligence Business Incubator aimed at companies with projects based on AI-powered financial services. TrueLayer launches Payments Platform Program. Global platform TrueLayer has launched its Payments Platform Program to expand across the world, with partners including Stripe, Nuve, Airwallex, and Thunes. GD becomes a digital-first integrator for MasterCard Engage. Global security tech group GISIC plus Devrent has become a digital-first integrator in the MasterCard Engage network to offer digital-first payment solutions. Bright Payments expands in Belgium. Sweden-based instant bank payments fintech Bright Payments has announced its expansion in Belgium to provide its payment services to customers in the region. Shape Technologies launches Dynamic Payments Platform as a Service. UK-based Shape Technologies has rolled out its Dynamic Payments Platform as a Service, PPaaS, offering its fully customizable platform to payment service providers around the world. Nets Finland launches Pan-European Payment Terminal NPay. Fintech Nets Finland, part of Nexi Group, has rolled out the payment terminal NPay to equip merchants with cloud-based payments. Worldline partners TravelPlanBooker.com to support Globetrotters. Global payments services provider Worldline has partnered with online travel agency TravelPlanBooker.com to accommodate the needs of Globetrotters. Endava taps checkout.com to enhance its payment offerings. UK-based Endava has partnered with payment solutions provider checkout.com to enable merchants to extract more value from each online payment. PayFuture secures EMI license. UK-based fintech payments company PayFuture has secured its agent electronic money institution license, granted by the Financial Conduct Authority. Infuse partners with SEB Embedded. Card issuing and processing company Infuse has partnered with Sweden-based Boss Disruptor SEB Embedded to launch card programs for the latter's customers. Bybit partners with the Dubai Multi-Commodities Center. UAE-based crypto exchange Bybit has partnered with the Dubai Multi-Commodity Center and will become an ecosystem partner for the DMCC Crypto Center. Tether partners Yellowcard for a stablecoin education initiative. Tether has partnered with Pan-African fintech and cryptocurrency exchange Yellowcard for a stablecoin education initiative. Money 2020. Infuse partners with SEB Embedded to drive embedded finance. Infuse has announced its partnership with Swedish Banking as a Service, BaaS, provider SEB Embedded, part of SEB, to offer a full virtual and physical card solution tech stack to SEB Embedded's BaaS customers. Money 2020. No end game for open banking. Money 2020's annual Europe event kicked off with a stream updating the industry on the progress of open banking. Money 2020. Flutterwave CEO on being in the trust business. Ahead of Money 2020 in Amsterdam, FinExtra spoke to Oleg Benga, GB, Egbula, CEO of Flutterwave, about Europe's formula for supporting the fintech industry and how to prioritize digital trust amid global unrest and uncertainty. Starling Bank enables abuse victims to hide malicious payment references. Starling Bank has introduced a feature that enables abuse victims to switch off intimidating payment references that can accompany bank transfers. UK regulators set out next steps to help UK open banking grow. The Joint Regulatory Oversight Committee, JROC, has today set out an ambitious program of work to take forward recommendations for the next phase of open banking in the UK. Flutterwave and Token.io team up to offer buy-by bank transfers in UK and EU. Flutterwave, Africa's leading payments technology company, has collaborated with Token.io, Europe's leading account-to-account, A2A, payment infrastructure provider, to power pay-by-bank transfer capabilities for Flutterwave's platform. Sum Up appoints Hermione McKee as CFO. Global FinTech Sum Up has today announced the appointment of Hermione McKee as Chief Financial Officer, effective as of May. Bright extends instant payments coverage to Belgium. Bright Payments today announced that it has expanded its product coverage to bring Bright Instant Payments to Belgium, extending the company's presence in the Benelux region and complementing its existing coverage in the Netherlands. Bank of America and Apple executives join Chargebacks 911. Chargebacks 911 and Fi 911, the global leader in chargeback management technology, announced Tuesday the appointment of payments industry leaders Guy Harris as its chairman of the board, and Eric M. Hoffman as president of Interbank Solutions and board member. Payable opens Amsterdam office. Leading payments company Payable today announced the opening of a new office in Amsterdam, Netherlands as part of its European expansion strategy. Aquis Markets rolls out to dark to lit sweep functionality. Aquis launches dark to lit sweep, providing easier access to liquidity across both order books. Citi taps NetDania for charting and data visualization. NetDania, part of United FinTech, today announced it has been selected by Citi to provide advanced charting and data visualization on its platform, Velocity 3.0. Unlimit further expands into Africa with Kenya operations launch. Leading global fintech Unlimit has received its Central Bank of Kenya license, allowing the London-based company to operate in the African nation. WorldPay from FIS and Volt equip merchants with open banking payments. WorldPay from FIS has partnered with UK-based payment gateway Volt to bring merchants the ability to take payments open banking from customers. Xumo launches a decarbonizing solution for digital assets. Germany-based crypto wallet and payments platform Xumo has launched a decarbonizing digital asset solution for financial institutions. Trulio releases new KYC capabilities. Global identity verification platform Trulio has released new offerings in order to expand globally and to further improve business automation processes. Binance achieves ISO 27001 and ISO 27701 certifications. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has obtained the ISO 27001 and ISO 27701 certifications in three jurisdictions in Europe and the Middle East. ePay launches gig economy focused contractor pay. IIPAY, a leading provider of cloud-based global payroll software solutions, announced the release of the innovative contractor pay, a new solution designed to support the rapidly growing gig economy. Thune's Series C funding round exceeds $60 million. Thune's, the global B2B payment infrastructure platform, today announced that it has achieved remarkable growth milestones and secured a highly successful Series C funding round to support its vision. SEC sues Coinbase. The Securities and Exchange Commission has sued Coinbase for operating its crypto asset trading platform as an unregistered national securities exchange, broker, and clearing agency. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.